But let's talk now to gardening guru Keith Kirsten, who is involved with trying to raise some money for the Botanical Society of South Africa. And there is a function which is being held in Newlands at Kelvin Grove over the weekend, which you can attend in person and you can attend virtually, and you can help them raise some money like that. Keith, a very, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you for having us on the show. You said it all.
I just want to tell you that I mentioned earlier that you were going to be on the radio, and somebody immediately texted to say, "Hello, Keith, my wisteria is yet to flower. It's been in the ground for about 5 years now, and is looking very lush and green, but alas, no flowers. Please help." So you can sing for your supper.
It'll only flower next spring, and keep the very serious nitrogen fertilizers, and don't give it too much compost or manure. Starve it a bit. Make sure it gets lots of water, because wisterias do like a lot of water, just through this dry period, and especially before it's going to flower, which will be next spring. And it should bloom beautifully for you next year. And it would like, obviously, as much sun as possible and a cool position in your garden.
I am a member of the Botanical Society of South Africa.
Good.
I pay my annual subscription.
Well done.
I don't do much more than that, it must be said. And I suppose there are too many people like me, and people who are even lazier than I am and aren't even members. Because I suppose, like all South African institutions and bodies that try to improve a particular aspect of our lives, struggle for funds.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why we're having a fundraiser, because we do a lot of conservation work throughout the country. We help publish books that are meaningful for whether it be children or students at college and other of interest, particularly conservation-minded people. And we also have a crew, which is custodians of endangered species, of rare and endangered species. And if you know what's going on in the country, not only unscrupulous people in this country, but also from overseas are stealing rare succulents, especially, you know, of the conophytums and that kind of succulents that are very rare and looked after, you know, looked out for by collectors all over the world. So we do a lot of work, good work. We have branches throughout the country. We work very closely with SANBI, the South African National Botanical Institute, where there are gardens all over the country. They're normally supported by a BOTSOC branch. And as you know, BOTSOC's been going since 1913, And funny enough, even though money might be short, the one good thing that happened during lockdown, especially when they closed the beaches, was the world and his grandmother, especially here in Cape Town, all flocked to the mountain. There were more people on the mountain. And in fact, there was wildlife walking around in the gardens at Kirstenbosch because there was too many people in their space.
Yes. The point is, Keith, the more money you have, the more good you can do. It really
absolutely is
an equation as simple as that.
Absolutely.
So on Saturday night, are there still tickets for physical presence?
You can book them through Quickit. It's very easy. And as you said, we're having it virtually as well. And people will be arriving around 6 o'clock. The event starts at 7. And from 7 to 8, you know, these two terribly funny people, both Mark Lotring, who I know well, and Mark Banks, will be doing not a double act, but Mark Lotring will come on first and then followed by Mark Banks. And then there will be an auction. And we've been, you know, the donors, people throughout the country have offered botanical art, botanical sculptures, botanical books, some of them first editions, leather bound. We've got marvelous artists from Jenny Parson to Elsa Pooley, Jill Condy, a wonderful guy, Sibonela Chaliza, who's one of the up-and-coming African artists, Catherine Painter, you know, and so many wonderful people who have offered their paintings, Vicky Thomas, Barbara Jeppy, Lee Voigt, all of them. And then Ardmore, we've got Botanical Ardmore, Nick Bladen, given us a fantastic one of his Fynbos sculptures. He's out from that lovely little one of those lovely seaside places just on Cape Point.
I love Lee's birds. Is she only doing plants in what she is offering auction? Because if she's doing a sunbird in a bit of Fynbos, then you can be sure I'll be bidding.
Yeah, I know. Lee's done some wonderful stuff. But most of this is work that was done for the Amaryllidaceae family of Amaryllis book. but others as well. There's beautiful, wonderful first editions from El Sapuli. Then from Sanby, we've got a wonderful new range of books on dung beetles, the Iridaceae. It's 100 years since they produced the first annual called Flowering Plants of Africa, and that's going to be on auction. Also, the first book ever written on cicadas of South Africa from Sanby. And then wonderful wines. All the wineries around have given us fantastic wines, botanical gins, olive oil, and even from Waterford, we've had some wine. So, I mean, we've got some wonderful big names. And so it's in person. Come along. It's 350 Rand per person. Book on things. There's welcoming free drinks, and there's canapes, and then a great, you know, laugh for plants, as we sort of say, you know, and have fun. And then the auction, and give generously. You know, I know things are tight, but at the same time, you know, we need to do that. We also have to thank three very important sponsors, Stodel's Nurseries here in the Cape.
Quickly, Keith, we're late for news.
Atlantic and Mayford. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much, Keith Kirsten. Who could resist a man as passionate and convincing as that? Tickets through Quicket, live show 350 at Kelvin Grove in Newlands, and tickets for the virtual show, also on Quicket, are 120 Rand.